think my favourite place is my one-to-one in prayer. When I call it prayer, I call it, for me, I like to say talking to God rather than prayer, because prayer could be many things and different things for different people. It's my relationship with God, my one-to-one relationship with him, because it's in that relationship he speaks so much to me and he tells me things. I remember saying to my church at one time, you know, when I believe God started speaking to me, and he said, I'm going to take you before great men. And I thought, ooh, the Lord said he's going to take me before great men, you know what I mean? Ooh. And I think, oh, what does that mean? Oh, what does that mean? And then I tell a few people, you know, and they think I've gone cuckoo. No, they did. I think I've gone cuckoo. You know what I mean? And especially when my sons first died, because I didn't behave like everyone else, they just thought I'd gone off my rockers.
Really?
Because when people die in our church, I'll tell you what they do. People stay at home. They don't come to church. They stay at home. They lock themselves in. And I didn't do that. The same day my son died, I went back to church. The next, it was in the summer holiday, and we were having a vacation Bible school, and I was teaching. The Monday I went to, my son died the Tuesday evening, I went to Tuesday morning, Tuesday night he died. Wednesday I was back there teaching the children. Thursday I was back there teaching the children. Friday I was back there teaching the children. But not only that, my son, who actually took the worship and the VBS every morning, his brother just died, he was there, his wife was there, she took the children's department, this is how it was, she managed the children's department in the VBS. My son, the younger ones, the under, I think it was 5, 6 and under, she managed that department. My son managed the older ones of department for the worship and thing before they went into their classes. And I taught a class and I helped him with that worship bit as well. And so the next day, at 4 o'clock, I was still up. I don't think I even went to sleep that night when I, after I came from the hospital. Saw my son lying there dead and came back and went on the floor. I used to jog, went on the jogging field, jog around. And went, this complete stranger, and stopped and said, you know something? They've just killed my son. That's what I said to him, and he looked at me. And you could see the sorrow in his eyes. They've just shot my son. My son's dead. And he said something to me and I said, okay, thank you very much. And I went jogging, jogged for a little while and then cried and stopped the jogging and then went home. And did I sleep? I can't remember. Got ready and I was back the Tuesday, the Wednesday morning, I was back in church. And the people didn't know what to do with us, honestly. They did not know what to do with us. And then Sunday morning, because the whole week, you take them through a whole week, the children, and then Sunday morning you put on a performance for them, for the whole church. And we did that, and all of us put on the performance, and I was there just the same, doing all the stuff, and, you know, doing all the stuff and standing out there and saying what I had to do. You know, I cried every now and then. It came, the tears run down, and you know what I mean? And I was there, and people just couldn't cope. Even the vicar couldn't cope. He didn't know what to do. And usually, and you know, like on Sunday, what would happen? Like somebody died, and they will be at home. So he would stand in the pulpit, and he would give it all this. Well, you know, sister, what's her name? So sister's lost her husband, or whatever it is, lost his husband. And you know, you need to visit her, and you need to pray for her, and you need to blah blah blah. And you go on, go on. And I always used to sit there because I used to sit in the front as well. That was me, you know. And this Sunday morning, the poor man didn't know what to do. He did mention it, but it was just a mention, do you know what I'm saying? Because he just didn't know what to do. He sat down there and he couldn't say, well, visit, you know, Sister Mackay at home. Couldn't say that because she's sitting right here, you know what I mean? She ain't at home. She's sitting right here. When the people came in the week to see me, I was out. I was doing what I needed to be done, what needed to happen. And they would come and they would sit down in the house, and there wouldn't be much of the bantering that I would go in other people's house and hear, because it just wasn't the kind of a bantering thing, you know what I mean? And everybody kind of, lots of people knew my son. He grew up in their Sunday school class, you know what I mean? He didn't used to go to Sunday school. After a while, he stopped going to church altogether when he was 20, 18, 17, 18, 14, 15, you know what I mean? But they all knew him. You know what I mean? So they were actually suffering as well, yeah. You know what I mean? Because they would have, you know what I mean, be going through their grief as well, you know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying.
They don't know. By surprise, I did.
Yes, yes. They've never. Life has never been the same since in that church. I'm telling you.
Okay.
So that's my favourite place to unwind with the Lord, because I spend a lot of time during those days with him, asking him questions. And, you know, when he did take me before great men, they were all very, very surprised. When the television cameras start turning up in church, oh, you know what I mean? And Patsy start being on television and you know, got the Queen's Award went and had a meeting with the Prime Minister, Tony Blair. Yeah, sat down meeting with the biscuits. I'm telling you, the biscuits, you've never ate biscuits like those before in your life. They were good biscuits. That was the most important thing, the biscuits. Not even sitting down with the Prime Minister. You know what I mean? Going down to number 10 and, you know what I mean? And, you know, meeting people who you wouldn't normally meet, sitting around the table with the Home Secretary and telling him what to do and him saying, as Patsy says. Do you get me saying?
Yeah.
God is amazing. He's an amazing God. When he tells you he's going to do something, he does it, and he does it big time and in style, you know what I mean? So he told me something about this year, and I'm just waiting to see that happen now, you know, what he's going to do this year, and I'm just waiting to see him transfer. He said, I've got so much for you. I've got exceedingly abundantly more than you can think or ask. I said, yeah, Lord, give it to me, you know what I mean? So it's just amazing, you know, you just wait on him, and, you know, so that's where my favourite place is, spending time with him.
Yeah.
Hearing from him and just being energized by him, and, you know, having the Holy Spirit working within me and helping me to pray and helping me to do the things that I need to do. What more does anybody want? Hey, this is life.